T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Quick yes or no answer for you, Ike Reese.
Yep.
Alshon Jeffrey right now. There's this rumor that's going around, and I think if you heard about a Brandon Graham extension rumor, I think people were trying to put two and two together, because there was this other rumor that was out there that the Eagles were ready to sign somebody to an extension. So a lot of people, I think, put two and two together and said BG. Now, I asked him on Monday, and I think I could get a pretty good read from him if there was something going on, and he flat out said no. And I hope they do extend him, but he said no. So if there is an Eagle right now that you would extend, who would it be, and would it be Alshon? So just first of all, Alshon, would you extend him right now?
Yes.
But where are you willing to go with an extension? Like a 4-year, $50
million? Sure. I can't give you more than $20 million guaranteed.
So here's what, let me tell you, here's a couple comp guys and guys that have signed contracts recently. Doug Baldwin is a $24 million guarantee guy, 4 for 46. It's all guaranteed money anyway,
yeah.
Right? Keenan Allen, $21 million, 4 for 45, $21 million. Mm-hmm. I like Keenan Allen.
I do too.
Different player than Alshon Jeffrey.
Great comeback year for him this year.
He looks good, right?
Yep.
Deshaun, $20 million guaranteed, and that was a 3-year contract.
Yep.
Pierre Garçon, $20 million guaranteed. And Kenny Britt, and this is maybe the dumbest contract ever signed.
God.
He's got 10.5 guaranteed, but then if he's still in the team next year, he's $6.5 million more. Only the Browns.
No, so, he's gone, especially with Josh Gordon coming back this week.
Especially with the way he's producing, and they owe him $6.5 million to keep him around. So he's probably gone. So there are a couple comps that are right there. Do they need him? Like, going forward, do they need him? If Matt Collins looks like he's going to be good for the future, you don't know what he's going to be long-term as a wide receiver. Alshon's good not having to be Alshon. Nelson's good.
Alshon's not special.
No, he's good with this particular group.
Yeah.
Good in the red zone. You can throw the 50-50 ball to him. As long as you have another guy that can take the top off the defense or be a big play guy, and that's what Nelson's doing this year, those two work together. But I think it helps Nelson a great deal to have Alshon, and it definitely helps Alshon to have that other guy. But you just can't have Alshon and he's your number one guy, and that's who you lean on. He's not that type of player.
I agree. And this offense isn't that type of offense, which I think I may have been generous wanting to give him $20 million guaranteed.
It's about the going rate, though.
Yeah. I certainly wouldn't do more than that. And it's in part because you got to pay Carson. You got to pay Nelson. You know, Nelson at the next year, I think he's going to be eligible to either be a free agent. Or they're going to have to put the fifth-year option on him, which is going to be about, what, $7, $8 million?
He'll be back.
Yeah.
And if they want to keep him, they'll work something out to bring that number
beforehand,
down.
Beforehand, exactly. So, if you're asking me an early extension, who would I want them to give one to, I would say Brandon Graham. But if you're just asking me, would I do Alshon Jeffrey? Yeah, I would do it, but it would have to be at a reasonable number.
You know, it'd be good if you gave him 2 years, and essentially you're giving him $10 million a year, right? 2 years. I worry about injury with him, and I think everybody knows why. Based on his previous history, now he stayed healthy this year, but he's still, like, you see him out there, he's very stiff. He's not a fluid wide receiver.
Yep.
He's good, and he's really turned it on, so I don't want to sound like that I'm talking bad about him. Do I want to extend this relationship? Yeah, I do. Do I want to do it where you're paying him like he's a true number one wide receiver at this point in his career? Absolutely not.
Here's what you look at Alshon. He's not a true. He's not a number one wide receiver.
No, he's a good two.
Yeah. The offense doesn't center around him. He isn't the primary focus of the passing game. He's a part of the passing game. He's not the primary focus of a passing
it's
game.
It's 4 or 5 catches a game.
And I watch film every week on this team. I do tape study with my buddy Fran Duffy down there at the NovaCare Complex.
You do stuff with Fran?
Yes.
He does a great job.
Twice a week. Been doing it with Fran for 5-6 years now. And this isn't a knock on Alshon.
Right.
But I can look at film and see whether or not defenses are catering their defenses to Alshon Jeffrey.
And they're not.
That's not what's happening. So he is a product of a great offense with great play calling and an offense that can hurt you in multiple areas so teams can't focus in on him. They have to know where Zach Ertz is at.
Mm-hmm.
Nelson in the slot. Are we going to run the ball? Is Torrey going deep? Alshon benefits from the other weapons in this offense as well. If Alshon was the only weapon in this offense with a running game, he would be so easy to take out.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right.
Because he has a limited route tree that he runs.
You're right. Zach Ertz is more important to this team than Alshon is.
And this is not a knock on Alshon.
No, it's not.
I'm just saying he doesn't – you're not – and thankfully we aren't. We're not in a position where – if we don't have Alshon, we're doomed.
You can't score.
Yeah, that's not how it is.
It is a good position. It's a good bargaining position to where Howie has to say, listen,
yep,
we don't have to re-sign you. We want to.
Yeah.
And if everything's reasonable, you want to stay here, we can. But it's not, we're going to pay you more money than anybody else. It's going to have to be market value. Let's sign it. Don't go out there and try to get the biggest paycheck and come back to us because that's probably not going to work.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.